You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Did you know that the last week of June is Glaucoma Awareness Week? But what is glaucoma and how does it affect your eyes? And why is talking about your family's eye health history important? Well, joining us today are Nishani Amarasinghe, consultant ophthalmic surgeon and president of UK and AERA Glaucoma Society, who will tell us a bit more about the eye condition. And we're also joined by Wayne Bebb and his son Gethin, who will share their glaucoma story. Lovely speaking with everyone today.
Thank you.
Hi.
Now, Nishani, we're going to start with you. What is glaucoma and what symptoms does it present?
So glaucoma is the name of a group of eye diseases that basically damage the optic nerve. Now, the optic nerve transfers the visual information that's taken in by the eye to the brain so that we can see. If it gets damaged, so if the optic nerve gets damaged, it can result in sight loss and even blindness. And that's why it's important to get glaucoma picked up early. The symptoms of glaucoma, well, actually, for most types of glaucoma, there's usually no symptoms. It affects your vision very slowly. And if a person with glaucoma can't see in a certain part of their vision, they'll just turn their head. And therefore, it's not picked up by the patient themselves until it's quite advanced. And that's why it's so important that people get checked.
Which I think, I imagine this is where getting those regular eye checks becomes so important.
Oh, definitely. The need for regular eye checks is so important to pick up any form of eye disease. Going for an eye check isn't just about getting glasses. It's more importantly about looking for any type of eye problem, any eye diseases. And you can even diagnose certain systemic conditions, so conditions of the body, from changes in the eye. Therefore, can save a person from long-term vision loss. It's really important that they get their eyes checked.
And with glaucoma, is it important to know whether you have any history of it in your family?
It's really important. So glaucoma is a hereditary condition, i.e. it does run in families. So if you have a close blood relative, like a first degree relative with glaucoma, you're four times more likely to develop the disease. So it's really important to discuss with your family whether there is a history of glaucoma in the family.
Now, we do have with us Wayne and his son, Gethin. So, Wayne, what has been your story when it came to being diagnosed with glaucoma?
So my glaucoma was diagnosed from a very, very early age, from birth, really. My mother's side, so my mother's mother, her sisters all have glaucoma. So it is something that's throughout the family, and it's just been passed down from mother. So I have it now currently.
And I believe, Gethin, you have been diagnosed quite recently.
Yeah, I have. I only got diagnosed in the January time. So it was just a routine eye appointment. And my dad just wanted to check like my pressures, and my pressures were slightly high. And then he diagnosed me with glaucoma in the January then.
Now, Nishani, for someone like Wayne and Gethin, who know they have that family history, knowing that, does this help prevent glaucoma or fast progression of glaucoma?
It definitely prevents fast progression of glaucoma. The earlier that we diagnose the glaucoma, the more able we are to treat it and halt its course. We don't have a cure for glaucoma, but we can stop it getting worse or slow down its progression. And this would mean that patients would live well with a diagnosis of glaucoma. Our problem is when patients present to us very late and they've already had quite significant vision loss. We can't bring that back. And that's why it's so important that the disease is picked up early.
Well, Wayne, for yourself, you've been diagnosed since birth. Where are you with your eyesight at the moment?
My eyesight is really good. I've had a number of surgical interventions throughout my time, many of them taking place when I was from the age of 8 onwards, because my medical team were monitoring the situation, monitoring my eyes. They could see that where the pressures were high and they needed to intervene. So, you know, great thanks to my medical team, not just now, but, you know, past as well. they've actually saved my sight and they've brought the pressures down to normal levels. I take medication, I take eye drops. That is a daily thing. So yeah, it's, they've saved my sight.
And how about you, Gethin? Have you noticed any difference in your eyesight as before diagnosis?
No, I didn't really notice any. I have noticed any difference in my sight at all. It's stayed continuously the same.
And are you on any treatment at the moment, or is it just more about being monitored going forward?
I'm on two sets of eye drops at the moment, quite strong, and they are slowly bringing my pressures down. I have two, one for morning and evening, and one for evening.
Well, Nishani, how often should we actually get our eyes checked to make sure everything's okay?
So, if you have no problems at all and no family history of glaucoma, everyone should have their eyes checked every 2 years. If you have a family history of glaucoma, this is usually done on a yearly basis. And if you do have a close blood relative, a first degree relative with a diagnosis of glaucoma, you actually get your eye tests for free. So, that's another incentive to go and get tested.
And if we wanted to find out a bit more about glaucoma, is there anywhere we can go?
Glaucoma UK is the glaucoma charity that has a wealth of information about glaucoma and the different aspects of the disease and living with the disease. And you can get the information from their website, which is www.glaucoma.uk.
Well, just final question for Wayne and Gethin. Do you have any advice to anyone who maybe has a family like yours that has that history of glaucoma?
Definitely, yeah. Talk about it, because it is something, as Nishani did say, that you don't know you get, that you've got it. So testing is incredibly important if there is history there. But even just getting your eyes tested, that's a start.
Yeah, I'd say for the people who are my age, because when I was told my mates like get your eyes tested, they always like, oh, but it's a waste of time. And it's like it's half an hour just to check your eyes. Okay, it's literally just half an hour.
Well, Nishani, Wayne, Gethin, thank you so much for speaking on RNAB Connect Radio.
Pleasure,
Thank
thank
you.
you.
Thank you.